Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NFA meeting in San Antonio, Texas, at the Hyatt Hill Country Resort, and I'm with Phil Koufadakis, who's president. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Kemp.
You're also the owner of Baker Brothers, which is a multi-store retail chain in Phoenix, Arizona. How's business in Phoenix?
Business has been good. The fourth quarter was actually very good. The first quarter started out good. It's slowed a little bit now, but you know, I think I'm very optimistic about the year as a whole.
How many stores do you have in Phoenix?
We have 8 locations in total.
And from a promotion perspective, are you doing what you've been doing in Phoenix?
If you're talking about like advertising and stuff, I think we've spent probably more money on television this year than we have in the past, less money on radio, looking at more web stuff, a little less newspaper stuff. So it's a kind of an ever-moving target.
And how are you feeling about where 14 is going to take us?
I think 14 will be solid, but less than spectacular. I think that the rumors of the great economic recovery are greatly exaggerated. So I think we'll see some growth, and I think everybody will see some growth. It'll be some smaller growth than probably more people expect, unless some things change in a positive way. But overall, I think we're going to be better than we were last year, and I think that's where we all want to be.
So you're in your second year as your role of the president of the NFA, National Floor Covering Alliance, and that's a volunteer job, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a volunteer job. As a matter of fact, I have 2 president jobs, neither of which pays anything. So, but it's a lot of fun.
Just as we look, as the members come here and we look at who's here, there's been some minor changes in membership. On the West Coast, MMM has no longer a member because of business conditions, and you've got a new member coming in from Michigan, DeGraff Interiors, right?
Yes, MMM has ceased operations, and frankly, I don't think it was really about lack of business. I think it's sometimes, you know, for a lot of companies, is you're more susceptible to problems on the way up than on the way down. And so I think that's what happened there, and that's unfortunate. But Steve, I'm sure, will be fine. And yes, we have the folks from DeGraff here at this meeting. They're being, for lack of a better word, vetted as potential members of the group. And so we're excited to have them, and they're really terrific people.
They're real strong. As a matter of fact, you know, we've done a best practices on them in Floor Focus magazine, and they made a comment in that interview that they were probably one of the few retailers that had all of the relationships they had with Shaw and Mohawk and Stainmasters, and yet weren't part of a buying group. So I think they're quite a coup to your group.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, we look for people who fit the mold of the NFA group as a whole. And one of the key components that we look for is people who are willing to share ideas and get involved and help move the organization forward. So I think that they would likely fill that bill very nicely.
Now, you haven't had your meeting where you do your 2-minute drill yet, but just based on the conversations you've had last night at the social hour, what can you say about the health of the membership? How are they doing?
Well, the good news is the health of the membership is always great because we've got really a high-level group here. I think that most of the group, or a good percentage of the group, has been impacted by the weather, as most people have. But I think that everybody is also cautiously optimistic about 2014 and beyond. And so I think that now the winter thaw is going to come along and everybody's going to do great.
You know, when you first took this role, I interviewed you and asked you what you wanted to accomplish. And 2 of the things that stand out to me is that you wanted to realign the committees within the organization, and you also wanted to continue to build on the NFA brand. Talk about how you've done on those 2 objectives.
Well, I would say this. I would give the committee restructuring an A, not because of anything that I've done, but really the committee people, the committee chairs and all the people who got involved in the new committee structure have really been unbelievable in terms of giving of their time and getting involved and doing things. And so, you know, the whole idea of restructuring the committees was having less committees but more people involved. And, you know, with the power of the people we have and the brain power of the people we have, getting them all involved has just been incredible. So it's actually lessened a lot of the work on myself as the president and the next president who comes in beyond me, and really made us more effective as an organization, which is great. On the brand side, you know, we've got a lot of initiatives that we're working on, and it's really been a long-term strategy for us, and I don't see us changing that, and we've started to make some strides in one direction or another and on some of the things that we're doing, and we've had some vendor partners who've stepped up and taken advantage of that. And so I think we're moving at a pretty good pace, and I think we're all kind of soaking it up, and I think it's going to continue to improve over the next couple of years.
Well, one observation I make today, because we just finished your day of speed dating with all your vendors, and I went around and I heard some of this. You've started a private label NFA carpet collection. I think it's really neat how you've set it up, because you've got 3 vendor partners who are involved in this, right?
We do. We have the Phoenix folks, the Royalty Camelot folks, and the Beaulieu folks that have agreed to get involved in this program with us. And really what it boiled down to was an opportunity for the group to be able to sample products that they might not normally have a place for, that we thought were really high quality nylon products, very good looking, very high style, some really good values. And we thought that as a standalone, neither of the vendors could bring a package together. But in a cooperative effort that we could put together a really cool program and find really critical mass with the group. And so I think we're going to find out here real shortly on Wednesday when we have our meeting. But I would expect that we are going to get critical mass among the group and end up with a really great program as a kind of starting point on the carpet side with a branding program.
How did you organize that? I mean, I've heard that it's 27 pins and each supplier gets 9 each, but it also has to match somewhat from a pricing standpoint and positioning standpoint. So did you give them some kind of parameters as they put this collection together?
I gave Jeff Mocco all the parameters. He's the carpet committee chairman, and Jeff is the one that actually worked with the vendors. I mean, for me, it was really more of a philosophical concept that said, can you meet these 3 or 4 criteria that we'd like to be involved in this program? And then from there was, did you have the product? Did you have the values? And were we able to deliver within those 3 companies a comprehensive program that made this display a go-to display at the end of the day in the retail showrooms? And I think he more than accomplished that.
Now, one of the things that happens when you're in retail is people come in and they competitively shop you, they showroom you, and so this actually gets rid of that concern, doesn't it? Because if it's private label, it's not going to be anywhere else except in these members.
That's true, and it's not only private label, but we have unique advantages within the program over and above what these vendors may have in other locations with other customers. Yeah, we want to promote these brands. We want to advertise these brands. I've started advertising these brands in my own business. They become our brands, and I think they end up having more value in the showroom.
We've gone to a lot of these different meetings, and we're hearing a lot about some changes that are going on about the way retailers are using the internet. What kind of changes are you seeing amongst your members in that area?
Well, I think we all understand that it's now become the primary resource of information for the customer. And so while, you know, advertising, you know, television, newspaper, all those things are still important, and that's a place where people look for opportunities and still have good readership or viewership, I think that we realize that at the end of the day, when the consumer is doing a search, a lot of times they're just going to the internet to do the search. So I think everybody is really, you know, working hard to come up with the right strategy relative to optimizing their site or paying for search or getting involved in lead generation programs, whatever it may be. And so it definitely shapes the way that everybody's looking at it. And I know for myself, it shapes the way that I look at it. And it's going to become a more and more important factor over the next few years as it just continues to dominate the information cycle for consumers.
So as you look at the rest of this year and you think about your next meeting, it's in a pretty nice place, right?
Yeah, you can thank Steve Coles for that, that we're having our next meeting in Hawaii, which is really good. We all can slum it a little bit and have a good time in Hawaii. So we're really excited about that, and it's really fantastic. And, you know, for me, it's my swan song. It'll be my last meeting, so that'll be great. Good way to go out on a high note.
So is there anything else you want to get accomplished prior to this next election?
Well, the last thing that we have on the agenda, we are working hard to streamline our specialty vendor program, which we do in surfaces in Las Vegas, and we're trying to put a little bit more structure to it and tighten that down a little bit, make sure it has great value to the members and great value to the vendors. And so we had a board meeting about that 2 days ago. So we're in the process of putting down some pretty strong guidelines in paper so that we can all be on the same page. And I think that when we're done, we will have a significantly better program than we have today.
You know, one of the benefits of coming to this meeting is not only do you have some of the best players in the retail piece of the business, but you also bring the principals in from your vendors, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I think probably in Hawaii we're going to have a lot of those principals, but we usually get a pretty good turnout. And I think, you know, as I always said, the same thing. I said it's a pretty easy way, as a guy who was on the wholesale side for so many years as I was, it's a pretty easy way for them to get a thumbnail of how business is, how they're doing, what's selling, what's not, what's hot. You know, what are the pain points that we may all have? They in one place to be able to tackle all of that is really a tremendous opportunity. And it's a really unique opportunity because of the scale of size we have. We're small in terms of number of units, but big in terms of number of dollars. So it's really been fantastic.
All right, Phil, great to talk to you. I hope the rest of the meeting goes well. Again, been talking to Phil Koufidakis, who is the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix and also the president of the National Floor Carpeting Alliance. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.